وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Last month we discussed that Allah Ta'ala put us in this world. There are challenges, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the way out, how we can pass our worldly life very safely and reach Allah Ta'ala. Amongst those things we discussed that if a person reads the last part of the last ayat of Surah Tawbah, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّهِ إِلَّهُ 7 times, then Allah will protect him from all types of worry, depression. So let us read it 7 times in Allah. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّهِ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
So this we should read every morning and evening. Also we discussed that if a person reads 3 times A'udhu Billahi Sami'i Al-Aleem Minash Shaitani Ar-Rajeem, and then the last 3 ayats of Surah Al-Hashr, Huwa Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illa Hu, till the end, then Allah appoints for that person who read it for that day 70,000 angels who will make dua for him. And if he dies that day, he will die as a shaheed. And the person who reads it at night, 70,000 angels, malaika, will make dua for him the whole night. And if he happens to die that night, he will die as a shaheed. So let us read that also. A'udhu billahi as-sami'i al-'alim minash shaitani ar-rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'i al-'alim minash shaitani ar-rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'i al-'alim minash shaitani ar-rajim. الله لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Another very valuable prescription that we have been given in the hadith is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who will read the 3 quls, the last 3 surahs of the Quran Sharif, 3 times each, and every time with Bismillah. So 9 full Bismillahs, and each surah 3 times, the fika min kulli shay. This will be sufficient for you from everything. The shurah and hadith, commentators of hadith, have given 2 meanings of this. One is the fika min kulli wird. It is sufficient for you from all other wazifas. Sometimes it happens, this should not become a habit, but sometimes a person can't read all his wazifas. He's very sick, he had a very sleepless night, or he has to rush off to the airport, he has to catch a flight, or any other work like that, he can't do what he normally does. Then on that day, even if a person just reads the 3 surahs 3 times each with Bismillah, this will be also sufficient for him. On such occasions, we don't have our full breakfast also. Sometimes we even miss our breakfast. Or the wife will say, just have half a cup tea at least. Take one banana with it, will keep you going. But normally, we have our full breakfast. Sometimes like that, then we just suffice with that half cup tea, one cup tea or something. So when some occasion like that comes, then read the 3 quls if we can't read all our wazifas. The other meaning, the commentators of hadith have given, the fika min kulli shar. It will be protection for you from every type of evil. Min kulli shar, from all types of evil. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this a bit in detail, that people commonly complain today of jadu effect and of jinn effect. People complain of crime, robberies, hijackings, etc.
People complain about enemies that we have, etc., all the enemies that we have, and also about people, the common problems people are facing is that, what are they? Crime, Ji.
Depression.
Ji.
Depression.
Depression, etc. In other words, all types of evil, a person will be protected by reading this. So we shouldn't leave this at any time. Or every day, we should read the three folds three times each and with Bismillah every time. Let us read it, inshallah. Person who has read that, he will get protection from Allah Ta'ala. And this is that type of insurance which is 100% halal and jais also, and such insurance that it won't allow the harm to happen. Insurance of this dunya which is haram, which we take out, it allows the harm to take place, it can't control that. And then they look in the fine print not to pay out. Allah doesn't let the harm come to a person. Allah will grant him protection. And we have to develop our iman, that we have yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And ana inda dhanni 'abdi bi, wow, how lot our iman is, Allah deals with us according to that. So if we have that full iman, Allah's help also. And if our iman is also shaky, then Allah's help also comes according to that. So we should develop our iman and have full yaqeen on Quran and Hadith. It comes in the hadith as well. A person will read Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah three times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from four deadly diseases. One is from becoming mad. The other is from becoming blind. The third is from paralysis. And the other is from korki bimani. What is korki bimani?
Leprosy.
Allah will save him from these four diseases, a person who will read this three times every morning and every evening. So let us read that also. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Can read Yasin Sharif now, inshallah.